So Fiona joins us today for a little chat on PMDD. Now, April is PMDD month, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, can you explain PMDD? What's that short for?
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Okay. So tell us, first of all, how did it affect you?
Oh, it changed my moods. I go from happy to moody to nasty to evil and then back down again.
When did you discover this then?
Well, I suppose from my first period, basically. And then it just progressively got worse.
But was this in younger life for you?
Yeah, I suppose I remember when I was 18, I went to my doctor and I said, I need help. I don't like people and people don't like me. And she said, well, that's your problem. God, sent me away. But this is back in the 90s.
So yeah, because there wasn't much awareness of that kind of thing, was there?
No. And then one day I thought, but yeah, you're never going to meet the right people if you carry on like this.
So when you went to the doctors, the doctor was no help to you, no?
That was in the 90s.
So what did you do then?
Nothing. I just lived with it.
Just ignored it and thought, okay,
hopefully I can hide it well enough. But no, you can't.
How old were you then?
When I thought I could hide it.
Yeah.
I was like 18, 19, in my 30s, trying to hide it. And not, you know, there's such stigma that is slowly becoming unpicked for mental health. And if you think you've got bipolar, you know, a lot of people are misdiagnosed with bipolar, but they don't actually have that. Their PMDD is a severe negative reaction in the brain to estrogen and progesterone.
Okay. So had no help from your doctors. You're thinking, okay. Did you ask your parents for advice? No.
No, we don't have a close relationship, but it's also a very different generation.
What about friends?
No, there's lots of people that live with it on their own. I'm quite conscious of not using words like suffering and things because you have to try and do the best you can with what you've got.
So there might be people listening to this now thinking, that's me.
Yeah. There will be.
Right. So what do you actually go through then?
Your mood, from one second to the next, I can actually tell it's like a switch that goes. You go from a regular great mood to feeling angry, frustrated, short-fused, depressed. Some people go through suicidal ideation. Some people sadly actually follow through because it's really, really horrible thing to live with for 2 weeks every month. And if you're not aware that that's what it is, you think you might never be able to escape it.
So lots of, I suspect there's quite a lot of people listening to this now thinking, one, that could be me, and one, just ignore it totally.
Yeah, it doesn't, I can honestly say that doesn't work. Sooner or later, because we're all responsible for ourselves, and to be the best we can be for ourselves and others, we have to take responsibility and find out how to help ourselves in that situation.
Now then, how can you help yourself?
Well, I thought, I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't like it. So one day I started listening to Louise Hayes' You Can Heal Your Life.
Right.
I listened to it on repeat. And then I went through all sorts of self-help help books. And then I hit a block. There was nowhere else to go.
Right.
The self-improvement. And then I had an argument with somebody and I've actually, you know, really lost it in the post office and places like that. And then thought I could never go back. So
do you get strange looks?
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't been thrown out of places. But in all honesty, though, if I've done that and I know that I've been in the wrong, I will go back and apologize, and I've even taken a box of Quality Streets to the post office and places like that where I've maybe not been as nice as I should have been, just because in that moment, you can't stop it. It's there and it's going to, the one person that pushes that button is the one that gets it.
How long does it last then?
It can go on for 2 whole weeks.
Right.
On and off. It all depends on how it presents in you. like I'll also go through a phase of having flu-like symptoms. So I'll think, oh, I won't go to the gym anymore because like every time I go, I get the flu. But actually it's not. It's that two-week cycle.
And how often do you get this?
Every month.
Every month?
Every month. Yeah. Your month.
Is it the same for most people every month?
Yeah.
My word.
Yeah, it is, you know. Some people get a little bit of help by using some antihistamines because that can soften the blow. But, you know, there's lots of people that are on some very severe medication to help them. And even then, not everybody finds help that way. It's just a, you know, roll the dice and find out whether that works for you.
Say you've got a partner that's going through this. How can you help?
Well, you must talk to the person and find out how they would want you to help.
Because do you have someone in your life that helps you?
I've got my best friends. I don't have a partner per se.
How do they help you then?
My friends.
Yeah.
They're just on the other end of the phone and I can scream and shout and swear as much as I like. And then the next day I might buy them a bar of chocolate. Not because I have to, but because I'm thankful to have somebody who's on the other end just letting me go.
It's interesting. It's an interesting subject. Obviously, PMDD month is this month to just raise awareness of this. Now, going back 4 years ago, and also like when you went to the doctors originally in the 90s, for instance, there was no help around.
No.
So 4 years ago, you decided to set up this Facebook group.
Just quite randomly in the middle of the night.
Oh, really? Was it that?
Yeah. It's like there was absolutely no foresight to this. There was another lady who was being given a hard time by other people with the same condition, and that can happen. So I said, come on, I'll make you a group. And that's how we made, because it then became less of a charitable thing. It became by sufferers for sufferers. So the people that you're going to come across should know what you may be going through.
How were you feeling when you decided to do the group? Were you okay then?
Yeah, I was fine. I was just like, I felt really bad for that person. And I was just like, oh, let's do this. I'm of a big mind that if you don't like a group or a support system that's out there and you've got an idea or you don't have an idea, make your own.
So that's what
and
you
that's
did.
That's exactly what I did. And lots of things I've decided, I don't like that. I'll just get off and do my own thing. And I won't have a plan or anything. I've just made it, created it. There were four of us, and now there's 25,000 of us.
So what do you have on your page then?
On the page, basically, we link to helplines.
Right.
We suicide lines, hotlines. Also, we link people back to IAMPMD.com, which is the most well-known charity out there, and they do a lot of research. And then it's all country-dependent as well, because not every country can offer the same treatment or is as aware. And the more aware GP practices are, the better for the people who are going through these situations. And sometimes I see people say, UK is really bad, nobody knows about it. And I'm like, I'm really lucky. I went to my GP and I said, I finally know what's wrong with me. I was so happy. And she was like, okay. And because I'd done all my research and I knew exactly, and she knew me, and she's been at the other end of me losing my P's and Q's. So she knew exactly that, yeah, you know what you mean. And now I always write down exactly what I want to say. And since the pandemic, we're able to email in, so you don't lose that information.
You raised some interesting points there. Obviously, when you did go originally back to the 90s, they didn't have a clue about it.
No, this was also in Germany.
How are you finding it now?
Well, like for me, personally.
It's easier for you because you have this Facebook group. But
no. I went to my GP before I had a Facebook group.
Right.
But I've, because that's how I discovered PMDD and went off and found all these other groups, which I don't follow because imagine 25,000 people pouring themselves.
Do you think you would, if you went back to the doctors now, do you think you would have the same sort of response?
My, my doctor, my practice would have a supportive response.
But I'm saying in general, do you think they're
very,
more
very hit and miss?
Right.
But in the UK, then I'd suggest you find www.pms.org.support, and that covers all things PMDD, PMS, perimenopause.
Is that website, I don't know if you know from the top of your memory, is it run by people that go through this condition?
This is a doctor called Nick Panay. So his surname is spelled P-A-N-A-Y.
Right.
And if you Google him, he'll come up as the expert, like one of the top guys in this country. I've never met him before, but I've heard nothing but good things about people who've been to see him or even just follow his... the group. He's the chairman of that particular group and website.
Because I've not heard about this until you kind of approached me to talk about the subject, which is great. And it's great to raise awareness of something that's possibly not recognised out there, for instance. So your group is there to offer support and like-minded people that can offer advice or whatever, isn't it?
Definitely. And for me, it's important that teenagers know about this. The girls, the non-binary people, the transgender men out there, so they can help themselves.
Also, you mentioned as well, obviously, the pandemic. Did it make things worse for you?
Not for me, because I decided to create a book club for one of my favourite authors and went off and...
But you like to keep yourself... I can tell from meeting you for the half an hour that I've been... with you today, you like to make yourself busy.
In that sense, yeah. So I read a lot of advanced reader copy.
Do you think that helps with your condition?
It does help because it takes your mind somewhere else.
Right. Escapism a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one thing you can't run away from is that PMDD. And like I mentioned, the antihistamines and just feeling on edge and anxious and not being able to breathe. And for some people, just taking an antihistamine, which is over-the-counter, can stop that.
I was going to say, is there anything out there that can help?
It's very hit and miss. It's very individualized.
Mm.
So what works for one person is not going to work for another person. There's no one fits all. At the worst case scenario, they'd have to have a full hysterectomy, ovaries, the whole lot, everything taken out. And even that doesn't guarantee that they'll feel better, because that will knock them into a menopause. So from what I gather, healthcare professionals like to put you in a chemical menopause if everything else fails, just to see if that works. Because if that doesn't work, then the actual full hysterectomy won't work either.
Can I ask you what you take?
Fluoxetin, HRT.
Right.
And antihistamines as and when, and lots of vitamins.
And a good balanced diet.
No.
Fair enough.
I've got to have some fun in life. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't go partying or anything.
Exercise?
Like that.
Plenty of exercise?
I'm ex-army, but I'm not. I'm going back to the gym on Monday.
Right. As she winks at me, bless her.
Well, I keep telling my son I'm going back to the gym. He's like, because I signed up for the gym. He's like, when are we going? When are we going? And I'm like, tomorrow, next week.
Now then, give a mention to the website again.
So www.iampmd.com.
And your Facebook group?
PMDD, Severe PMS Support and Information Group, by sufferers for sufferers.
Right.
Which I think that the by sufferers for sufferers already invites people in.
Right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Fiona, thank you for your honesty and talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.